You are listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Paul Simon Public Policy Institute is hosting a special discussion on the issues regarding Decision 2020. It's hard to escape the fact that we are in an election year. Institute Director John Shaw is in studio. John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It's very hard to get away from the fact that this is an election year, but you're talking not so much about the horse race between the candidates so much as the issues that are involved here.
Right, and I should say this is a program that's being led by our student ambassadors who really wanted to contribute to the discussion on the 2020 election, and they thought that it made sense to do a deep dive on a couple issues rather than just recap the horse race, which of course, you know, we have no trouble getting plenty of that. So they're going to do, we're going to put together some panels on healthcare, on climate change and education, try to drill down on those, to bring in SIU professors to discuss each of these issues. And then we're going to have a little break for pizza and then have a broader kind of town hall meeting in which people can ask questions about the specific issues that are on the plate. Also about the candidates, we're not trying to make it too candidate specific, in part because the political situation is so fluid that whoever looks strong now may be, you know, may be gone in 2 weeks. So we want to make it, we want to focus mostly on the issues and just try to get the sense of what the range of debate is on these issues.
As your student ambassadors are hosting this, I assume you would really like some student involvement here. How important is that young perspective on these issues?
Absolutely. I mean, this is their democracy, and there's, as we all know, some amazing problems have built up that need to be solved. And of course, climate change is the one that's most dramatic among the young people. Just, you know, a sense of a really historic change occurring that needs to be addressed. Likewise, education, we're going to look at just college affordability and try to understand some of the proposals on the campaign trail that, you know, some of them seem pretty pie in the sky, you know, free college education. But we also want to drill down and say what practically in Washington could work. I mean, can there be policies to put cap on interest rate for students? And are there some practical loan forgiveness or deferral options that are on the table? So we want to look at some issues that definitely affect students in their everyday lives and as they prepare for the future.
I hear more and more when I'm out on the street, people who are frustrated with the process. We talk a lot about the polarization of politics in the United States, and people are saying, well, I don't subscribe to this extreme view, and I don't subscribe to that extreme view, so I feel like I'm not a part of the process. How does this help with that?
One thing we want to do is to present some facts and to kind of, I think one of the most frustrating parts of our democracy right now is we've strayed away from the kind of the demand of rigor and facts and analysis. So we wanted these three areas to just present a factual base. So we know what we're talking about. We know what issues are under discussion. And I think this will be a really valuable way to just kind of drill down on the factual base in these areas. And then that allows for a more informed discussion, I think.
Sure. Wednesday, February 19th, we're a little just shy of 1 month before the Illinois primary. Do you think that Illinois will play a role in choosing a Democratic nominee, or is that going to be wrapped up by then?
No, I think increasingly it's Illinois is going to play a role. I mean, it seems the Democratic nomination is going to turn into a long scramble with lots of different parts of the Democratic constituency battling each other, some outside forces like Mayor Bloomberg, who has fairly scanty ties to the Democratic Party, but lots of resources, and he seems like he's going to become a player in Illinois and elsewhere. So I think Illinois is going to be very much part of the national political discussion.
Sure. And this Decision 2020 event is going on in the Student Center Ballroom B from 5 to 7 p.m. You can contact the Institute at 453-4078. To get more information. I assume this is the first in several discussions like this.
We certainly will have something as the election gets closer in the fall. Our thought was to have one around the primary season and then one in the fall as well.
Sure. And again, you can get more information at that number, 453-4078, or go to the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute website. John, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.